At this time, we have item number two, permits projects over $500,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Watkinson.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Bowman, commission members. This morning, we have six, what we refer to as page two items. These projects have been subjected to our public interest review. There have been no objections, and as a result, we are going to be recommending approval of the items with certain conditions that I'll read. So, since we have six items, bear with me as I read through each of the project descriptions, and I'll be happy to answer any questions at the end if you have any. Item 2A, Fairview Beach Resident Association Incorporated, request authorization to install a 140-foot armor stone breakwater, a 130-foot armor stone breakwater, a 120-foot armor stone breakwater, a 70-foot armor stone breakwater extension, a 50-foot armor stone breakwater extension, a 60-foot armor stone breakwater to replace an existing hex box breakwater, and add 8,480 cubic yards of beach nourishment. This will be placed landward of mean low water adjacent to the community property situated along the Potomac River in King George County. And staff is recommending approval of the project as proposed. Item 2B, the Department of Conservation and Recreation requests authorization to dredge a 500-foot long by 40-foot wide access channel and install associated channel markers. This is to connect to depths of minus 5.11 feet at mean low water. Construct a two-lane concrete boat ramp with two tending piers and the installation of two 140-foot riprap breakwaters, an 85-foot riprap sill, a 130-foot riprap sill, a 50-foot riprap sill, and the associated sand backfill and vegetated plantings adjacent to properties situated along the Potomac River at Widewater State Park on Brent Point Road in Stafford County. In this case, the project will impact 20,297 square feet of SAV. In this case, it's mostly hydrilla. In this instance, impacts to SAV will be mitigated with on-site water quality improvement systems, including additional stormwater BMPs beyond that required for site plan development to increase nutrient and sediment removal. Staff recommends approval with a time of year restriction prohibiting in-stream activity from February 15 through June 30 of any year to protect anadromous fish. Item 2C, Lyons Shipyard Incorporated, request authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 35,000 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands per dredge cycle to achieve maximum depths of minus 42 feet mean low water at the dry dock, minus 12 feet mean low water at Pier 6 and 7, and minus 18 feet mean low water and minus 24 feet mean low water along the rest of the basin at the Lyons Shipyard facility along the eastern branch Elizabeth River, located at 307 Campostella Road in the city of Norfolk. In this case, the dredge material will be barged to the Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area and disposed of in the rehandling basin. Also, item 2D, Lyons Shipyard Incorporated again, request authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 35,000 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands to achieve maximum navigable depths of minus 20 feet mean low water adjacent to their existing bulkhead and minus 31 feet mean low water within a 100-foot by 400-foot basin adjacent to the existing dry dock facility located at 307 Campostella Road, situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. In this case, the dredge material will be barged to the Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area and disposed of in the rehandling basin. This is a renewal of a previous permit issued in 2012, and all permit conditions shall apply. Item 2E, Virginia Electric and Power Company, requests authorization to hydraulically maintenance dredge up to 150,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous land on an as-needed basis in the basin adjacent to the intake channel for the Surrey Nuclear Power Plant within the James River in Surrey County, and to temporarily install approximately 4 miles of 22 by up to 30-inch diameter HDPE pipe secured to floats or secured to the bottom of Lawns Creek to transport dredge sediments from the power plant intake channel to the dredge material management upland area located along Long's Creek in Surrey County. In this case, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with the following conditions: a time of year restriction from February 15th through June 30 to protect for the protection of anadromous fishes, and June 30 through August 31st for the protection of spawning oysters. The dredge pipe must routinely be monitored during dredge activities. If any leaks are identified, the dredge operation must halt until repairs are made. Further, the permittee agrees to deploy the HDPE pipe no longer than 15 days prior to the start of the dredge activity and remove the pipe no greater than 15 days after dredging is completed. The permittee also agrees to contact VMRC staff if additional time is needed to install or remove the pipe. And finally, the pipeline and associated buoys shall be marked in a manner consistent with the United States Coast Guard Aids to Navigation Regulation. Item 2F, Kalana Shipyard, requests authorization to maintenance dredge 25,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material using mechanical methods to establish and maintain on an as-needed basis maximum depths of minus 27 feet mean low water and minus 22 feet at mean low water adjacent to Piers 8 and Pier 9 at the west yard situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. Dredge material will be barged to the Craney Island dredge material management area and disposed of in the rehandling basin. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission? Tankard?
Just try to understand on Kalana Shipyard, it'll be on an as-needed basis for how long? How many years?
We issue our permits for 5 years.
5 years.
And if they need a dredge within that five-year period, they can do it based on this permit. However, we do put conditions in that require we be notified and provide the opportunity to look at their plans and specifications and make sure everything's in line with the permit.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Watkinson. This is, and these are, public hearings on these matters that have previously been noted. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard for or against these projects? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Ms. Everett?
I'm sorry, I have a question.
You have a question?
About 2B, the...
Mr. Watkinson?
Yes.
The Department of Conservation and Recreation impact to 20,000 square feet of SAV, it will be mitigated with stormwater BMPs, so on land...
That's correct.
...to improve water quality and...
Yes.
And that's something that VIMS has reviewed?
This is a unique project. We met quite a bit with Department of Conservation and Recreation in conjunction with VIMS and Dr. Orth, our seagrass expert in Virginia. And we realized that there wasn't any great opportunities in that region for any either transplanting or restoration associated with what was being impacted. So we wanted to find a way to replace the functional aspects of the SAV, and since SAV serves to reduce sediment and nutrients in the waterway, DCR agreed to add additional best management practices within their development to achieve greater sediment reductions and nutrient reductions as they develop the state park.
DCR is here if you wish to hear from them.
I guess I'd be interested to hear just a little bit more. So VIMS...
Ms. Fry, or anyone from DCR wish to come up? Thought you would get by easy on this one, didn't you?
Chris, you
almost did. You state your name for the record and who you represent, please, sir.
Chris Fry, representing Department of Conservation and Recreation. I work for Vanessa Hingham-Bresson.
And he has been previously sworn. Proceed, Ms. Everett.
Thank you. So I was just curious a little bit more about, working with Dr. Orth, and they seemed that it was agreement that these impacts could be, the impacts could be mitigated by improved water quality from these stormwater treatment projects that you're putting on land. If you can kind of just speak a little bit more about that process.
Yeah, we had a series of meetings with staff here and VIMS to come up with some some ideas and ultimately proposed enhanced, you know, water quality treatment above and beyond the stormwater regs. And we quantified that in a quantity of nitrogen and phosphorus and total solids, as well as the shoreline stabilization that they're taking on there along the Potomac. The shoreline erosion rate there is pretty high, like 5 to 6 feet a year. So there's a lot of sediment that comes right out of the banks, you know, right onto the SAV beds that are there. So those two combined, we calculated basically the reductions and proposed to apply those as our mitigation. And I'd add that Dave O'Brien with NOAA was also involved in these discussions and was supportive of this, a little bit of, you know, different approach. But considering there are no mitigation banks, you know, that we can go buy credits for SAV, and VIMS really isn't in that business, so we were trying to find something else.
Good enough. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Pryor.
Thank you.
Chris.
In response to Ms. Everett's question, is there anyone that wishes to be heard, pro or con, in the audience? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page 2 item.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve page 2 item. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. And now that it's over, for the record, Mr. Fry used to work for Marine Resources Commission many years ago. He's one of those great engineers that got away, but you can always come back.